Downtown Spokane Partnership Executive Director Mark Richard opened his organization's event this way.
This is the first time the Downtown Spokane Partnership has ever hosted a candidate forum in the 25 years of our existence. We think it's that important.
Many of the questions focused, naturally, on downtown. Tony Keepy told the story about his first visit to Spokane 20 years ago.
Calling my wife back in Memphis, Tennessee, "You won't believe the city. You feel safe. I'm staying at Hotel Lusso. What a wonderful hotel. Walking downtown, walking to the river, and I felt safe. There's no traffic, dear. There's no traffic here in Spokane. A few things have changed over the past 20 years. I no longer feel safe."
Candidates debated safety measures. For example, whether the police department should move its downtown precinct back into the center of the core from the intermodal station on the periphery. Andy Rathbun argued crime and homelessness have merchants reconsidering where they're doing business.
"I'm getting from the doors that people are avoiding the downtown, and it's hurting our businesses. We're in jeopardy. Their businesses are losing patrons. We're in jeopardy of losing conventions. I've been told that 1 in 5 businesses are looking at relocating out of the downtown. Businesses are the lifeblood of our city."
Candidates shared their views about how to balance the needs of people who are homeless with the rights of downtown business owners. Karen Stratton criticized the Condon administration for inadequate planning for sheltering people during the winter months, but she says she understands the concerns of merchants.
"No business, whether it's downtown or in any of my neighborhoods, deserves to have people sleeping in their hallways, sleeping in their alleys, and making a mess. That's all I've heard for 2 years during the cold months. I support CNI. I support the no camping ordinance."
The forum wasn't just about homelessness. Other questions went to business concerns, such as parking and the city's role in providing it. Most candidates agreed there are too many surface lots and a need for more parking options.
"Well, one of the first things I would like to do is to see us implement a 15-minute rule on our meters, much like Olympia and many other cities do. I think that's just good customer service and a good thing for us to do."
Michael Cathcart also argued for incentives to encourage developers to build covered parking. Candidates also talked about incentives for creating more downtown living options. Brian Beggs said some of the currently available tools are working well.
"We have used this tool called the multifamily tax exemption tool, and we have approved hundreds of new housing units down. So you look at the M, you look at the RidPath, and those are market rate, and there's more and more projects coming through all the day, both in the downtown and throughout the surrounding areas of the downtown."
Several candidates have argued that more housing will help to solve the safety issue, a good supplement to increased police presence downtown. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.